not much else being discussed, as you might imagine. It's kind of group therapy that we're currently in, and you can depend on us for getting you the proper, correct information, not what's floating around on social media, where some of it may be true, but a lot of it probably isn't. And we do that by talking to the important people in the story. Sheriff Michael Bouchard coming up again here in a moment, and many others. But we had scheduled Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw to talk about the Michigan State Police stepping up enforcement starting today after an unfortunate increase in fatal crashes. However, as I watched the coverage as it was unfolding, the Michigan State Troopers' vehicles were very, very much in sight. And I wanted to ask him about that. We can also touch on this stepping up of enforcement. But Lieutenant Mike Shaw, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul W.
Tell me how this works. Are you monitoring calls that come in? Are you seeing when other police agencies get something as important as shooter in school, and then you just dispatch any number of your vehicles to be there? Tell me how this system works. We've been hearing that so many things have been well practiced by the law enforcement, by the Oakland County Sheriff deputies, by the Oxford school system, by the EMTs, the individual hospitals. They were all ready. Tell me about the Michigan State Police and their involvement in a situation like this when the first 911, then 100 911 calls come in.
Well, I think as everybody saw yesterday, the amount of law enforcement response to one of these incidents is all hands on deck. It doesn't matter what jurisdiction you're from, where you're coming from. As a police officer, you're going to head to that incident. That's the bottom line for not only Oakland County, you know, departments, but across the state of Michigan. So usually that is what happens, is you start to hear it over the radio that there's an active shooter situation, be it in a school or somewhere else, and all officers head that way. We're very fortunate to be very cooperative with our partners here in Oakland County. The sheriff talked about the OakTech group. We were one of the founding members of that group to take a look at, you know, what we're seeing across this, the country, but never here in Michigan. We always hoped that we would train so well, be ready to go, and then never, ever have to use that training. Unfortunately, that came to fruition for us. And I think the sheriff said perfectly, you know, you have to be prepared for this no matter what. You can't hope and pray it away. You have to be prepared to respond. For our department in particular, we're also training schools across the state in either Alice or Run, Hide, Fight was the old way they used to call it, to make sure our school districts are prepared. So, you know, hats off to Oxford for being prepared for a situation that nobody wants to be part of.
Well put, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police. Let me. We've referred to this Run, Hide, Fight a few times. Let me just clearly break it down, because it applies to all of us. It applies to you if you're out and about shopping. It applies to you if you're at a movie theater, at a concert. God forbid, all of these places that have been hit before, but not around here, and it's not going to happen here. And then it does, as it happened at Oxford School. Run means when something bad is happening, you run away if you can. And that's why I always tell my kids and tell my listeners, always know where all the exits are. When you go into any venue, always know where all the exits are. So that's the run part. If you can't run away from the venue, then find a place to hide. You don't want to confront or have a confrontation, if at all possible. You hide. But when push comes to shove and you're face to face and there's nothing else you can do, you must fight. That's the run, hide, fight. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is critical. And I heard you talking about that before. There's no way that we as a society can guarantee everybody's safety wherever they go. It's impossible. And anybody that says that they can, they're lying to you. But we can teach our kids, teach our families, teach our coworkers ways to better take care of the situation should it happen. My kids are all out of school now, but You know, we still talk about that stuff, the same exact thing that you discussed. You know, look for the exits, know what's going on, say something if you see something. And I think that's so critical. You know, we're talking about, you know, Oxford today, but we had a shooting in Inkster last night. There was a police officer who was killed down south. We're seeing gun violence everywhere, not just in our schools. And until we as a society decide, okay, that is no longer something that we're going to put up with, we have to take those steps to make sure that we can keep our families safe.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Any last thoughts before we let you go?
Just the same thing that the sheriff talked about. If you see something, say something. There's a
Do
great
something.
App out there called OK to Say. Download it on your kids. It goes right to our operations center in Lansing. And we'd rather investigate an incident and find out that there's nothing to it than have to go to a school like Oxford.
OK to Say, an app.
OK to Say. Yes, sir.
OK to Say. See something, say something, do something. So far, thank God, we haven't heard anybody saying, I knew this was going to happen. He was a time bomb. He was a ticket. I haven't heard anything like that. Thank God. And here's hoping that that's not the case and that things were missed. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw, thank you and all the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police out there to protect us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul W.